New Mexico State University held the conference that brought together students, educators, and government representatives, along with industry professionals from New Mexico and West Texas, to discuss opportunities for Latinos, African Americans, and women in the energy industry. The conference was part of a series of talks that the organizations Hispanics in Energy and the American Association of Blacks in Energy have been holding across the country. Jose Perez, Chairman and CEO of Hispanics in Energy, shared with us just how the community is currently represented in the industry.
The representation is better, like in the beginning entry-level jobs, the blue-collar jobs. But as they get into the highly technical, and some of them are STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, the number and the percentage drops. So that means that we have a tremendous challenge to get them better educated as a community.
Speakers at the conference mentioned that with baby boomers retiring, there will be a major void to fill in the energy industry, opening up more roles in the field for women and minorities. Paula Jackson, CEO of the American Association of Blacks in Energy, says she is encouraged by steps the industry has taken to recruit more women and minorities to enter the energy field. But she also says it is important to have better representation in government positions as decision makers.
We know that the industry is not reflective of the community, and so one of the things that we try to do are events like this to encourage people to look at this industry as an opportunity for their families, for a middle class life if that's what they desire. And then finally, you know, we try to encourage government leadership to appoint people to positions that reflect our community as well, so that we can have more African Americans and Latinos in the Department of Energy, in the Department of Interior, as decision makers in our regulatory commissions and so on and so forth.
Also at the conference, J. Michael Trevino, advisor to the American Petroleum Institute, presented a report by IHS Global Incorporated that gave projections of minority and female employment in the oil and gas and petrochemical industries. The report projected that by 2030, there will be over 1.3 million direct job opportunities in the energy industry.
The top of the pyramid, if you will, in terms of the jobs are what we call STEM jobs, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But 63% of the jobs are blue-collar jobs, and these are skilled and semi-skilled jobs.
The study also projects African American and Hispanic workers will account for 408,000 of those jobs, with 20% being management, business, and financial job opportunities. Women could account for 185,000 of those jobs, sharing in skilled areas such as petroleum engineers, managers, and other professional roles. Presenters at the conference stressed that in order for women and minorities to have the best opportunity to advance in the energy field, more will need to have four-year degrees in STEM education. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.